Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations, and he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about the beautiful and universal persona of the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. We find that one of the things we see in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this very practical view on life. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we find that in his statements or in his speeches or in his actions, he was a very down-to-earth and a very practical human being. You know, so when something needed to be done, he did it. When something should not have been done, he didn't do it. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told His Eminence to do something or go somewhere, he did that, right? And we find that he lived a life where he was making ends meet, he was working. When he became the caliph of the Muslims, of course, he was very practical in that manner, doing everything that was necessary to bring prosperity and bliss to the Muslim Ummah and to the Muslims all across the Muslim lands. Of course, he was very practical. He was this kind of, you know, get the job done type individual when it came to the enemy, when it came to opposing the enemy, when it came to standing up for the rights of the oppressed, standing up for the rights of the Muslims. And so this is a very practical, you know, roll up your sleeves and get the job done type of persona. Now, this is radically different from a kind of persona which Imam Ali alayhi salam also warns us against. And that is a persona which is always relying on these far-fetched desires or these far-fetched fantasies or these far-fetched hopes and wishes. So this kind of an individual is an individual who is always looking towards the future. They have these great plans and these amazing dreams and fantasies that they are going to achieve one day in the potential future. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a plan, but there is something very wrong with not doing anything practically on the ground in order to achieve that, you know, goal or that wish or that desire. Now, of course, we have to be very careful with what we're talking about when we talk about desires. I mean, if our desire in life is to be to have, you know, $1 million in the bank, or to have a Ferrari, or, you know, I don't know, to have a real estate mansion in the highlands of the United Kingdom, these are not desires that we should be investing into. These are very materialistic, temporary, petty things that will remain here in this world. You know, sure, if, for example, we want to have a good job so that we can help our community, we can help the Muslims, we can, you know, provide financial aid to the Muslims. Okay, so this is a good intention, and this is something that is a long-term project, but we need to be practical about it. We need to do something about it. And of course, when we have a certainty and we realize that, listen, this is something that is unachievable, you know, then we need to regauge and recalibrate and measure once again those desires and those dreams and, you know, again, practically do something on the ground to achieve them. And so it's to the point where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this, and he says that, you know, one should not depend upon hopes, because hopes are the mainstay of fools. And so this is what we see in his persona, is he wasn't hoping for something to happen. He was doing for that thing to happen. Because if you live in this world of hopes and this will happen and this might happen and this can happen and this possibly will come about, then nothing happens. Things happen when you actually work towards them. So don't be fooled by these far-fetched hopes and dreams that are unachievable. Do something in the present day so that you have some cash on hand on the Day of Judgment. A very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome, my friends. Keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And I'd like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali? There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. To further explain that, let me quote to you a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad al-Nisa'i and Muhibbuddin al-Tabari. These are all Sunni authors and scholars of high status. They have a narration from somebody by the name of Abu Sa'id al-Khudari, a very prominent companion of the Prophet, respected by us also. And he says that one day we were sitting waiting for the Prophet in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabi. The house of the Prophet and the Masjid were all, you know, close to one another. Then he says, we saw the Prophet coming out of his house, holding his slippers or his sandals. And one of the sandals, you know, the strap was broken. And so he first looks at Ali, goes to him and gives him, and he says, you know, repair this for me. And then he sat down. And he says to them, إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُقَاتِلُ عَلَى تَعَوِيلِ الْقُرْآنِ كَمَا قَاتَلْتُ عَلَى تَنْزِيلِهِ He says, among you in this audience today, he says, there is someone among you who will fight for the true ta'wil and interpretation of the Qur'an the way I fought for the revelation of the Qur'an. So the Prophet is saying, when I was receiving the Qur'an from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the tanzeel was happening, mushrikeen were opposing me, and when I was fighting for the tanzeel of the Qur'an. Then he says, the time will come where Qur'an will be there, and there will be no problem of mushrikeen anymore. But there will be Muslims who will challenge the interpretation of the Qur'an. And so now he says, the way I fought for the tanzeel of the Qur'an, there is somebody among you who will stand up and fight for the ta'wil, true interpretation of the Qur'an. And according to these narrations from the Sunni scholars, Abu Bakr stood up and he said, Am I the one, Ya Rasulullah? And the Rasulullah said, No. Then Umar ibn Khattab stood up. He says, Ya Rasulullah, am I the one you're referring to? And the Prophet says, No. I am referring to somebody who is repairing my sandal, pointing towards Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.